Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kills stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to None Other Than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 25. And that M period, A period, N period is an acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, concerns. If you're sending in any commercials, any music, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, I'm going to let you know some of the things that's going on. You can catch Common Sense Radio Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also, let me look at this. Hold on, this might be, that's it. Brother Art McCoy, did you have the nerve to call me while I'm in the middle of doing my radio show live on air? Brother Art, you earned an infamous shout-out. Now, Common Sense Radio, I talked about that, the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter, Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HH Workshop Records.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio at www.3342music.com. OPM Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Webpage at BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. Before the Queen's Court, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. Also, Twitter page of Al Porter JR1. Also, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org is hiring. TheLogTV.com, that is the entertainment source. You can check out the videos, many different programs on there from Spitboxes to the Hip Hop Workshop, and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, what I need to do is give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday when it comes to music
and entertainment. I will at least thank everybody who chose to tune in today. I know there's a holiday coming up and all those great things. So, hey, that's greatly appreciated. I'm going to have to give you the honorable mention. The honorable mention goes to Hip Hop on Cedar, Manor House. That will happen Sunday, July 3rd, 2022. That's Sunday, July 3rd, 2022, featuring Minister of Hip Hop, LaVita Burry, 8019 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Music by Black House Sound. Suave Gotti will host the Freestyle Clinic for all ages. For more info, call the Manor Church, 216-432-2598. That's 216-432-2598. The Freestyle Clinic and all of that is happening at Hip Hop on Cedar, Manor House, 8019 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Now, the reason I say that is because in the number 10 spot, the number 10 spot today is The Actual Tannis, T-H-A, Actual Tannis. Number 9, the number 9 spot is none other than, I think when it comes down to it, the YouTube channel of none other than the YouTube channel of Joseph Motley Jr. He has released so many songs, including Payroll Bang. Let's see what this is. Ah, infamous shout out. This infamous shout out goes to Vanessa's Fashions, calling me while I'm in the midst of my radio show live on air. You get an infamous shout out for trying to call. So with that being said, okay, so anyway, while I'm going to try to put a record on right now and see what's going on, because
don't so make it right, make it on the black man.
God, creator, make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets, and brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with the man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
Oh my God.
This cell phone video shared on social media was recorded at East 228th Street just south of Lakeshore Boulevard this morning. The video starts where 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III from Cleveland is lying on the ground on his back. A Euclid police officer is trying to arrest him. One officer is sitting over him. During the struggle, the officer punches Hubbard's face several times. Then the arresting officer delivers more punches. Hubbard's head is also slammed against the ground. Then the officer gets Hubbard on his stomach while trying to handcuff him. That's when the officer punches him in the back of the head.
How does he feel punching him though?
The woman recording the video can be heard questioning what's going on. Euclid police issued a statement tonight. Police say they stopped Hubbard's car for a traffic violation. Police say Hubbard was ordered out of the car and to face away. According to the statement, Hubbard ignored the order to face away, and as the officer attempted to arrest Hubbard, he became physically resisting. Hubbard was taken into custody. The arresting officer has been placed on paid leave pending further review of this incident. Because this video involves white police officers and a black male, community activists from the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are speaking out tonight.
It seems as if they lose all self-control. And that kind of aggression was unnecessary. The young man was already in control, and it's clear that it's an excessive use of force.
The officer had no right to place him in a chokehold, to achieve a mount position and pummel him with punches and slam his head against the pavement after he was already compliant.
And let me tell you all something. We have a very important meeting going on in East Cleveland. I'm going to tell people to please pray about that. It's a major meeting coming up, and you all will be the first to hear everything and how it goes. Just trying to get everything done the correct way. We heard some Black House Sound from the Sheriff album, which, of course, was the CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist album. Number 10 spot, we had a top 10. I did give you something that was honorable mention. The number 10 spot goes to The Actual Tannis. He's released new music. Number 9, YouTube, Joseph Motley, JR period, lots of new music. Number 8, the number 8 song or event that happened was the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting last Wednesday. I'm going to at least read a little bit about what does a father mean. That was part of what we were doing. Number 7, debuting, the Cleveland Ultimate White Party. That's on Facebook. The Cleveland Ultimate White Party that happens this coming Sunday, I believe 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 6, debuting, Facebook, the Black Talk Table. The Black Talk Table. Number 5, debuting on Facebook, Burner and Bigotron, album release listening party. That will happen this coming Saturday. Number 4, all July 4th activities. Debuting, there are a lot of them coming up that just say July 4th, Independence Day. Number 3, moving up Facebook, Central Cinema Auditions. That was last week. Number 2 debuting, Facebook, Women's Rights Rally, and that's the Women's Rights Rally outside Cuyahoga County Administration Building by Women's March Cleveland. That's an actual activity, actual event. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a little bit more about that. This is a Women's March Cleveland event and will go on with or without a Cuyahoga County Council meeting. Young people will lead this rally. Women in Greater Cleveland will rally on Tuesday, June 28, 2022, outside of the Cuyahoga County Administration Building in downtown Cleveland as we continue our protest over the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Activists want county council members, women in particular, to speak out for women of Greater Cleveland as we fight for our lives and for reproductive rights in Ohio. And that will happen at 2079, that's 2079 East 9th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. And that is tomorrow. And so as we look to see what is the number one event that happened, it happened last Friday. It went to number one. Debuted beforehand in the top 10, but for 7 days, hey, nothing touched it the past Friday. It was Facebook decision day action in Cleveland. We won't go back by Women March Cleveland. All the media covered it. They not only started on Friday, but they were there on Saturday and Sunday too. Started at the free stamp on Friday, Saturday. Yesterday was Sunday. There you go. I'm going to go to the 440 area code. 440, you're on live. How are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right, this is Evangelist Brenda A. Fulmer coming to you in Radio Land out there. How you doing, Al, to Ronnie B, and to the rest of the crew out there? God bless you guys. God bless you.
Thank you so much. That's appreciated. It is. So what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. My birthday was last Friday, June 24th. I turned 30 years, 1 year old, younger.
Amen to that. And my birthday was on the 24th. Congratulations, young queen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you.
I see there's a lot of events coming up on the 4th of July. And
yes.
The Saturday is the hip-hop workshop, right?
Actually, there'll be no hip-hop workshop for the next couple of months. Some people had to be put on punishment. And so... They didn't even act right in a couple of places, so... We decided to take a break from it during the summer, and there are so many other activities. I think so when some of these people go to different activities and show they're going to act right and represent the workshop right in other activities, they'll be back, and we'll look forward to them coming back in September something like that. It'll be September, October. I should have more information by next week.
Like I said, word-wise, everybody God bless everybody out there in Radio Land. The Bible said watch as well as pray. We need peace, love, and happiness right now for each and every one of us, not only here in Cleveland, Ohio, Euclid, and the greater Cleveland area, but the whole world, because God got the whole world in his hands right now, the whole entire globe. And we need the we stand in the need of prayer. The songwriter says we stand in the need of prayer. And we just got to pray for one another. Don't knock each other down. Lift each other up, you know. Because we need to lift up, not the downfall to put us to the flow, to the ground. We lift up. This complete lift up. All of us do. Each and every one of us do. Yes. Yes, we do.
I appreciate that.
So how did the program go yesterday? I'm sorry I didn't know this.
No problem. If you're talking about the gospel explosion with Dontez Taylor, the church, Hayes Greater Temple, they were not able to hold it. So with that being said, it was canceled. But we will keep you abreast because He talked with Brother Art McCoy.
Day?
Shout out to the Brother Art McCoy is going to make sure that along with other members of our organization, we will hold that gospel explosion at Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters.
Okay.
But we will find out the date and all of that, and then you will be told, and hopefully it'll be easier to even get to than 94th in Kinsman. So we thank you very much for bringing that up.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering about that, okay. Well, God bless Mr. Taylor out there.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him and each and every one of the rest of the our crew members that tried to make events to be, you know, safe as well as careful out there for each and every one of us, you know. But God is in control, not out of control. I can say that he's in control in everything that we do. Because he's the one got the power in his hands. He has the last say on everything that we do.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your phone call. Is there anything else you would like to add on to our program?
Oh, I like to spoil. I just like to say, keep up the good work. Don't stop doing what you're doing. It's fun keeping on. And remember, for God, fun with no matter what the situation is, like, whatever you do, always put them in front.
Got you. As a matter of fact, let me look at this. All right.
Okay. Well,
infamous shout-out goes to, Council Vice President Earn Smith. You called me while I'm live doing my radio show. You get an infamous shout-out, Council Vice President Earn Smith. But the thing is, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless everybody. I'm signing off the radio right now. God bless.
All right. I appreciate you for calling in. Thank you very much. This is going to be a special program. Anytime I can get on some people's nerves, that's what I'll do. As a matter of fact, I can put out there right now. Boom. So with that being said, let's go to the phone line with the 601 area code, because that person might be calling to, it's 601, it's the area code with the 513. Oh, I hope my Geico Progressive General Insurance isn't late. 601 area code with the 513. How you doing out there?
Yeah, this is Geico. My name is Michael Landingham. I was just making sure that you're up to date with your insurance for your vehicle.
Only if we could get a drive that vehicle straight to Washington, D.C. in
2024. Oh, my God. Hey, I like how you try to set me up with this. I mean, fine. That's great. I'm game with it. But, hey, my name is Michael D. Landingham, presidential candidate for 2024, independently running under the banner of the party We the People. And, How's everything going with you, Brother Al?
It is going well. It is. It's going well. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I have something on my heart I want to talk about. And
talk to me.
It's about Roe versus Wade. It's about the Supreme Court has decided to take us back 50 years. Not just that, but interracial marriage and gay marriage and everything else that the other side has put forward for all Americans. Here's my question. This will be America, right? Freedom of choice, freedom of speech, freedom of everything. And from the laws that this Constitution has described, that we're supposed to respect each other's beliefs, no matter religion or sexual orientation or whatever, no matter how it's so uncomfortable. But here's the thing I've seen. You have Republicans who claim that Democrats want, you know, to kill babies and stuff, but you got so many Republicans who are in power now, women Republicans. Representative Boebert, who was supposed to be a call girl, had multiple abortions, Ted Cruz messed around with her, right? I mean, that's legitimate.
Yeah.
It's out there. And then he said he should run for Congress. She's in Congress dictating how other women should live their lives as president. Now, I got to say this. As president, I am not for abortions. I'm not for killing any life. But who am I to dictate a woman's choice of what's going on? Because it takes two to tango to create a baby. So therefore, the decisions from the Supreme Court, it seems like women can get pregnant on their own. And this stupid ideology from Republicans, mega Republicans, I'm sorry, MAGA Republicans, all the Republicans. You know, and then this white woman who was standing there with Trump talking about, thank you, President Trump, for electing these justices to save white lives of abortion. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's what was said.
So I'm trying to figure out everything they put out on the Republican side to say they're saving democracy and blah, 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 and then trying to undermine the January 6th commission, trying to find out the truth about Republicans. Donald Trump sent those people to Congress, to the Capitol on January 6th. So they're trying to play us like we're stupid, but they're the ones showing that they're stupid. Landingham for president, LandinghamCase.com, Landingham versus Department of Justice will show that everything Donald Trump said and done that led up to everybody believing this crap now will be null and void, and they know that. And my question is, why the Democrats, they helped me out when I ran as a Democrat. So I advise every African-American, every white individual that's Republican, Democrat, or independent. It seems like it's been a seesaw effect within our democracy, this two-party system. And Donald Trump exploited it, and the Justice Department, which is under control of the Democrats, are not doing what they need to do to prosecute Donald Trump fully. I heard somebody said that Donald Trump should be prosecuted because no other president has been prosecuted. Because our founding fathers never thought that a president would take it this far, even threatening my life for running for president. So therefore, my best advice for America, to the American people, is forget the Democratic leadership, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Forget about the Republican leadership, Kevin McCarthy, and that one lady that was placed from this
country. Oh, yes.
Forget all of them because they're lying to us. Just give you another example. Give me two more minutes. I'm going to get off.
Go ahead. Speak.
One woman who was with her friend who was for protections of women's rights said, Democrats had plenty of time to enact this in law, in Congress. But they didn't. But they continue to ask us for a vote. The reason why I said the two-party system can't be trusted is because of my story. They know about me, and they blocking me. So I can only imagine everything else. That the excuses are why.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just common sense. We need to have common sense as leaders. And, you know, I'm outside the phrase of Democrat-Republican Party. I'm an independent, now and forever, always, under the banner of the Party We the People, which the Party We the People represents blacks, whites, Republicans, Democrats, who've been plagued by the status quo. Now, I don't know how much time I have on this earth, but I'm going to need everybody's help to get along with the program. Don't wait for the white man, for the news organizations that are controlled by the white establishment. Do not wait for them to tell you my story is real when I've been speaking for almost 4 years and I'm not locked up or dead. I'm still speaking. Wake up. Let's come together and let's do something great for America. If not, we will fall. It's up to you. So let's get it popping. And that's all I got to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Landon Ham for President 2024, the Party of We the People, the People's Candidate for the People's Justice, LandonHamCase.com, Landon Ham versus the Department of Justice. Google it, and you'll see the truth. Thank you.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, we'll keep things rolling. I'm going to go to the 216-224. 216-224, how you doing out there?
Brother, how you doing? I'm blessed. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, I believe I recognize the voice. I believe I recognize the voice. Can you tell people who are we talking to this evening?
Yes, sir, with pleasure. Councilman, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, Ernest L. Smith, co-founder of OPN.
Man, I'm glad to hear from you because, first of all, let me say I'm very honored that you chose myself to be the Ward 3 advisor in East Cleveland, East Cleveland's Ward 3. So I appreciate that high honor. That's number one. Number two, I would like to say that we always end up talking about OPN because at the beginning of our programs, we always talk about OPN radio, no matter what. And so I would like to ask you, since you called in, first of all, is there anything you wish to bring to the table this fine evening?
Yes, yeah, but I think you know how it'll be a pleasure to answer your questions first.
Well, my question is this. When it came down to it, you are always active in the community, a grassroots community organizer. You've been doing things for years for young people. You would have activities from track and field to you name it, to clothing giveaways for the community, food giveaways for the community, community cookouts all over East Cleveland, and it attracted a lot of Clevelanders to come through. Frontline, Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, Tamir Rice, and now that you've made your transition into city council, former city council president in East Cleveland, I would like for you to tell me, why is it you're still active in the community as a grassroots community organizer, because there are a lot of times I bring up certain events or activities you're at, and I'd like for you to tell the people out there what it is that you do.
Thank you, my brother. First of all praises to the Almighty, and second of all, I want to thank you for being the person who you are, being the president of the grassroots community organizer that you are, and it's an honor to have you with the people as the Ward 3 advisor. Why do I still continue to do grassroots work in the capacity of work that I'm in? Because no matter what anyone tries to say or try to make me, because I've been elected for the past 4 years, I'm a grassroots community organizer first and a politician elected official second. As long as there's little Jimmy down the street hungry and little Mary down the street who needs school supplies, I'm going to continue to serve the health, interest, rights, and needs of the people. I'm going to continue to fight for economic, social, and political change, and I'm going to continue to fight for our land, bread, housing, true education, clothing, justice, and peace, and an immediate end to police terrorism. As long as there's a child out there or a person out there in need, I will be doing grassroots community work. Like I've learned 14 years ago when I first started, there's no retirement home for a real grassroots community warrior. No retirement, there's no quit, none of that.
Better say that. No retirement home.
No matter what position that I get by the grace of God and with the help of my peoples, whatever, no matter what position I get elected to in the future, I'll always be a grassroots community organizer first.
Man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, now, whatever was on your mind that caused you to call in, please let us know.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just you know, really just wanted to call in and enjoy the show. And speaking of grassroots community organizing, that's just promote our yearly summer program, kickback we give. You know, we started off on Free Fridays, and then last year we moved it to Sundays. This year we'll be doing every Thursday throughout the summer, beginning Thursday, June 30th at 3 p.m. at the Shaw Stadium parking lot on Shaw Avenue next to the fire station. We have two fly mobile game truck, live DJ, water balloon challenge, tug of war, bring your babies out to meet Baby Shark, the Queens and versus Kings kickball game, two bouncy houses, free food, free ice cream, free winter coats, because it is never too early to get coats for the kids, free toys and prizes, and more. Again, that's at the new Shaw Stadium parking lot on Shaw next to the fire station. Now, this year, unlike last year where we were stationary at Mayfair every week, this summer we're going to be moving around throughout East Cleveland, so going on a little tour. So kids, get ready.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
I appreciate that. The community will appreciate it. I will do everything I can to make sure we push that out there. And that is, I'm not even putting the ending time because everybody will try to show up late or at a weird time after everybody's packing up. So the thing is, people should be there, I would say, around 2:45 to 3 p.m.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
They want to get some, you know, the free coast, we'll go fast.
I know they will. Thank you so much, as usual. May you continue on. Have a phenomenal evening.
You too, my brother. And I will be enjoying the rest of the show. Thank you.
No problem. Peace. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a look at this 216-324 phone line that has just rang in the building. 216-324, how you doing out there?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. What's going on? Who am I talking to, first of all?
This is community activist Angela Davis.
Okay. I've got to stop you right there. I do. I have to stop you right there because a lot of people won't even use that term, community activist. It's almost like they're almost ashamed or what have you. What's a community activist?
So a community activist is a person that is engaged in the issues and help resolve those issues in their community.
Okay. Well, with that being said, what things are you engaged in and resolving right now?
So, of course, I'm engaged in making sure that people are registered to vote, that they know which candidates are on the ballot, which issues and initiatives are on the ballot. I'm also going to be doing a vigil for a man named Will, who was killed over in Lakeview Terrace public housing development a few days ago in broad daylight in front of witnesses shot in the head. So that community is hurting really bad behind that death. And so you and I and Art and some others are going to be doing a vigil on Thursday at 6 o'clock at 28th and Division Avenue.
And as I take that on, 28th Division. Isn't that off of Detroit Avenue?
That is off of Detroit Avenue.
Okay. I hear you, and that's at 6 p.m.
Correct.
Thank
I'm
you.
Also going to, I'm going to be doing a Stop the Violence event in a few weeks, and I'm also going to be doing a school supply book bag drive for the children so that when they go back to school, they will have all necessary supplies so that they can receive a great education.
Well, I want to say I thank you for being and living up to being a community activist. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for being a community activist as well.
No problem. I appreciate you, and thanks for giving us our marching orders. Appreciate you.
No problem. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. As a matter
All right,
of
bye-bye.
Fact, bye-bye. This is what I'm going to do, because one of the people called in, I think their voice's name was in a particular song. I think we even mentioned East Cleveland. So I'll go back again to CMHA. We'll be right back from the CMHA album, the title track itself.
Welcome to Death Row.
CMHA.
Sometimes we can do things and be wrong. Sometimes you do things and you might end up being dead wrong. You could be right and also be wrong. I would like to go back and give a shout out, because sometimes people do things to help you along the way. And when they do things to help you along the way, you're supposed to at least get out there and give them credit for what they've done. And for 5 years, five whole years, Daymaid, a.k.a. Danielle Woods, was a big constant in Al Porter's life, very big constant. She had done a lot to help Mother Porter before Mother Porter passed. She helped get Mother Porter. Mother Porter was kind of like I was, you know. We were both stubborn on certain issues. So Danielle Woods comes along, being my significant other, partner, confidant, queen, friend. And she did a lot of things for me. A lot of things she did that helped me out, because I was very busy being a grassroots community organizer, activist, however you want to put it, that's what I did. And it takes a lot to do that. It really does. With that being said, I have to say that she put me in a different frame of mind when it came to personal care, maintaining self-care, upgrading wardrobe, upgrading living, asking certain questions, and there are certain things I didn't have an answer for. And so right now, in going from a close five-year relationship, things took a break, because when it came down to it, I did a lot of heavy activist work, a lot of it, at all times. Call of my activist sisters, but I took a lot of calls dealing with those people who just may need help. Some 12:31, 1:30 at night, 2 in the morning, whether I worked or not, took a lot of phone calls and didn't pay a lot of attention like I could have or should have in building certain things up. I think, if I could be honest, I didn't even protect like I should have the person who was with me for those 5 years, because a lot of times I'm under attack, and she ended up under attack at different times, and my attitude was kind of like, chalk it up, get a stiff upper lip, have that backbone, and it is what it is, when I should have probably stepped up. Not no probably about it. I could have stepped up a lot further and done a lot of other things. So now you look at 2022, you know, and the first thing I want to do is give Daymaid credit, because she was that whole Proverbs 31 chapter of virtuous woman, and I'll say verse 11 really fit her quite well. That's what I believe, verse 11. I could tell you everything. You can check it out for yourself. Check out the whole chapter. Also, it lets you know about being a man, a king. It's Proverbs. There's some strong chapters in there, but I'm focusing on chapter 31. And she even gave Mama Porter, and this is deep, Mama Porter had her last birthday party in 2021. Mercedes, the daughter, was there. Mercedes White. I ended up going to start the barbecue grill. They invited Mama Porter over. Mama Porter had cake, food. She got out of the area. She walked around. She did well. It was the last big trip that she took. So nobody else can tell me anything about Daymaid. I know a lot about her. She's a person that I would think is the standings of being a model, backbone, teacher. I could have done a lot of other things since, you know, we could have, I think, even got right back together a couple of days ago or even yesterday. But certain things that I did back then I could no longer do. I want to be able to change. I lost my mom on March the 3rd. So as a king, I'm not looking for another mother. I'm looking for a queen. And because they may have such a lot that she would offer, it's now time for me to step up and do a lot of things for myself and get myself into a driving position on all different levels to where I have perks to match up some of the things that she even offered in the relationship earlier on. I didn't do that before. I regret it. I regret a lot of different things. But I can say I don't regret the decisions I'm making now. Being able to work, being able to say that as a caregiver, my mom, when she passed, I was there with her when she took her last breath. Being able to maintain four different residences. I have four homes, basically speaking. One home is in East Cleveland. Had to be in East Cleveland because I do a lot of work there, and I love East Cleveland. Second home is, well, my mom's old residency at Indian Hills, so I'm maintaining that. The third home is at 15415 Kipling Avenue. I put money into that headquarters every month, so I might not have $5, $10, $15 to cash app anybody or to give you a $20 bill, but if you needed help from my organization and you come down to the headquarters, just know I put money into it so we can help you with legitimate causes, even court hearings or you name it. And then the fourth place happens to be on East 22nd, Euclid, and right there at Euclid in Chester. That's my fourth residence. Do not disrespect any one of those four residences, because once one is disrespected, we have to make adjustments. I'm going to go to the 216-270 phone line and see what's going on with 216-270. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing good.
Is this Dontez Taylor?
Dontez Taylor. Yes.
What's going on, Dontez?
We are blessed and highly favored today, and we just moving on, moving to a new level and everything else. And I could tell you this. I got a residence. Want me to tell you where my residence is?
I'm ready.
One of them is 15415 Kipling, and the second one is 12202 Gay Avenue.
Okay.
I got two, and my other residence is 5180 Catherine Street. So no more three residents, and please don't disrespect them like I afford to say, or you going to see somebody.
Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, little brother, at least I know we'll start shaking you down for some of them ends for the Dialogue Center. Now, what else is going on? What's going on?
Well, I want to tell everyone that the 20th Annual Gospel Festival 2022 was canceled due to difficulties at the church, but it's going to be rescheduled. And when it be rescheduled, it's going to be at the big one, 15415 Kipling. When the new date come out, it will be at Kipling. It will be at the headquarters. Yes, it will. And we're going to have all kinds of stuff going on there that day. It's
nice.
Going to be all kinds of entertainment, all kinds of stuff. And when that date come out, stay tuned for that new date so we can rock this. And And every year that I have this gospel press from now on, it's going to be at 15415 Kipney. That's going to be my new place to stay and build my crowd.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that phone call. As a matter of fact,
that's right.
Let's
God
do
bless
it.
You and have a nice and prosperous day. And I hope Al Porter Jr. had a great birthday on Friday the 24th. So say happy birthday to Al Porter if you're listening. Bye.
So thank you very much, Dantes. I appreciate you.
That's right. That's one of my mentors is Al Porter Jr.
Okay, so I thank you very much. And, you know, I have done a lot of extra things here and there. I have. I want to also say that one of the things that I've been blessed to be is an activist. I've done a lot of things, worked with a lot of activist queens, sisters. I've learned to treat them as, I'll say, fellow or fellowette queens, because being a king, you never know what trauma some of the queens have gone through, from assault. It could be sexual assault. It could be having lost children. It could be bad marriages or what have you. And I've done my best as an activist to at least give consolement as best as possible. Have fun and do certain other things, because you have to be able to respect the queens who work alongside of you. You have to be able to respect the kings who work alongside of you. You have to have that respect, because it's about frontline soldiers. So ever since I came into this world of activism, I met different ones who were strong women. I came from the streets, so I was not around women who were activists or who were strong, taking care of the community, until being around activists, Donna Walker Browns, the Judy Martins, the Donnie Pastar, Commentary Cleveland back then, meeting different ones, the Doves, the others who are at least doing something in the community, and they set that example. There have been times I've done model portfolios for some of them, because it's like, I could do that. It's no big deal. Such as maybe a Tamaya or Commentary Cleveland, or maybe even a Dove, or maybe even somebody that I knew from back in the day, like a Vanessa Milton. There are different ones who have looked out for me, or I do my best to look out for at different times. I want to give a shout out to BWA, Dolores Graves, the Angela Y. Davis, and I just hope and pray that as a king and as a brother, I treat people on equal footing, and I treat people special. Like I say, I need to build myself up, because if you don't build yourself up, I'd be forever hiding behind a woman or somebody else to build me up, when I should be able to build myself up. So I thank you so much. I hope and pray you all stay blessed, highly favored. Talk to you all soon. And I just want to say thank you. You all have allowed me to learn things and to keep up. I thank you always, HJS.
But switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it.
But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear, so I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. Speaking from the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the arts. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip-hop, so I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.